You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Sometimes people think that it is possible to love money and love God. Brethren, it is impossible. If you love money, you do not love God. If you love God, you don't love money. That is the truth. Those who love God don't love money. Those who love money don't love God. There is no middle way. In fact, once you know you love God, just note that you don't love God. You don't love God. Don't try to explain it. It is impossible. You can't serve two masters. You see, God is a master, and that's exactly what money wants to do. Money does not come to your life as a legal tender or means of exchange. Money comes to your life to master you. Did you know what people do for money? What people can do for money? Did you know they can't do it for God? That's why in Proverbs, the Bible says, if you will cry the way you cry for silver, if you will wake up early the way you wake up to pursue gold, can you imagine how people wake up early every day of their life to earn silver, to earn gold? They can't do that sometimes for God. Because money just don't come as something for you to spend. It comes to master you, to become a master over your life, to make you do things that ordinarily you will not do. Can you imagine that it is what God is demanding, or what God will demand, that money will also demand from your life? The level of commitment that God will demand, money will demand such commitment too. So people cannot give that kind of commitment. You can't do it twice. You can't be doing it for money and God simultaneously. You will ultimately have to choose one. Your life will either have to be about money or it has to be about God. But you can't have it both ways. And, you know, another word for serving is loving. He said you can't serve two masters, for you will either hate one and love the other. It means that to serve means to love. You can also never love money and love God. It's impossible. And if you love God, you definitely don't love money. If you love money, you definitely don't love God. Don't think you can combine the two together. That's why the secret of overcoming money is to love God. The only way money will never master you is to make God your master. There's no other way. Money does not come for you to spend it. It comes for to master your life, to become Lord of your life, to become your life, to be that which you pursue. Whereas if you love God, money will become your servant. If you love money, money will be your master. So there is no middle way. You can't say, well, I know I love God and I love money. In fact, some people say, does not everybody love money? It's not everybody that loves money. It is not everybody that money is the master of their life. Do you know how many people have gone to commit adultery because of money? How many people have perpetrated rituals because of money? Wars and conflict that have started because some people just want to sell weapons. Any kind of wickedness you can think of, men can do it for money. That's to tell you how money is the lord of people's heart. Sometimes some of the offense that you have in your life is because of money. Maybe somebody borrowed money, they didn't return it back. You have become bittered. Or there's money they should pay you, they didn't pay you. Then you have harbored that in your heart. So money has become a master over your life. But the intention of God is that He alone, He will be our master. And so, brethren, the secret of not loving money is loving God. If your heart truly loves God, you will not love money. Money will not be an issue to you. Money will not be a problem to you. We must pursue God. God alone must be our master. You know, he didn't say that you cannot serve God and Satan. Satan does not need to come to you that you should serve him. No, Satan will only push money. As long as you are serving money, as long as money is your master, Satan is your master. Just note that. As long as you love money, you love Satan. In fact, you love Satan with all of your soul, with everything. That's why the love of money produces evil. It produces what Satan produces. The devil is called evil, the devil. If devil does evil, now the scripture says the love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. That means if you love money, you will produce what Satan normally produces, which is evil. And the antidote is to love God. If you try not to love money without loving God, you will not succeed. The only way you can overcome the love of money is to love God. And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. My prayer is that you will love God with every pine, every inch, with everything that you've got in your life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.